Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. Once again, I want to thank all of you for your prayers and your consideration and your thoughts while I was saying goodbye to my mother. She went home. We talk about coming home every day, and my mother has gone home. And she is in a much better place with no pain and no suffering. And complete understanding of everything that we're sitting here questioning all day long, every day of the week. Anyway, I thank you very much for your prayers and your thoughts, and I felt that very much in the last 2 weeks. Let's get back down to business now as we try to bring this nation back around and bring this nation home, as we say every day, coming home. Home to what we need to be and what we should be. I have several things I wanted to talk to you about, but I want to bring up Let's go back to Friday's show when we were talking about abortion. And I'm looking for my article here. But I also shared with you something that Kay from Nebraska had given me. And I want to talk about that because it covers, when you stop and think about it, it covers so many things that are going on in what we call government today with the legislation, and they're constantly making laws and perpetrating laws, and control you by these laws. It's not laws necessarily for rights. It's laws of control. Politicians and government have power over freedom of speech, she says. Now, we've heard a lot about that here lately. And it says, how? Well, the law is the power of speech, and when written speech favors certain sects of people and excludes others unjustly, it is time to stop the formed mazes set forth in law. Even with speech inequality, is formed when written law. The practice of control in law has gone too far, and countries and nations can be destroyed by such practices. And she goes on in this and explains to me about the foundation of law. But I was going to stop right here for just a moment. The practice of control in law has gone too far. Countries and nations can be destroyed by such practices. Now stop and think about the laws. It doesn't matter which one we're talking about. All the laws, the chaos that we have, and how they're trying to control. And I have headlines today, and you just have to go back and think about that. Here's the head. I've also got the job report I was going to share today. We've got a Texas pro-life law prompts judges to weigh health risks of abortion to women. And let's not go the pro-life direction. They're trying to go with the health the long-term benefits. It's not just about choice. It is, if we're really going to try and protect people, let's look at it as a whole. And so they're coming from a different angle for it to try and do away with abortion. And the new year and the new minimum wage, there's going to be some things done with that. And there's some sneaky new tactics for gun control. And we're going to talk about that if we get time to do all these things. I feel like I'm all behind in the news and all behind in everything, the work here as well, with being gone for a few weeks. And, of course, we had the holidays that stopped everything for a little bit. But the practice of laws and the chaos that we have, and then the lack of acknowledging where our laws actually came from. And let me read that one more time with the foundational law. I read this on Friday. In October of 1982, Congress and the President officially recognized the basis for our form of government. It's called foundational law. They went so far as to pass a joint bill with no exception or amendment, and it is still in effect today as Public Law 27-280. It recognizes the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests as the basis of foundational law. Well, apparently the foundational law recognizes that, but those who are currently elected in leadership, they're not recognizing it. So I want to share with you what is going on in Texas and how they're approaching this. And I'm just going to share the article with you. It's coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and this one is written by Josh Shepard. He says, in the latest challenge to Texas' so-called pro-life law of the century, and it's passed as HB2, last week a three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard the case of Whole Woman's Health versus Lakey. Abortion providers, including Whole Women's Health Clinic in McAllen, Texas, sued the state to keep key provisions of HB 2 from being enforced. The law passed the Texas House by a bipartisan majority of 96 to 49 and was signed into law on July 18th of 2013. States are free to regulate the practice of medicine for the safety of patients, states Alan Parker, an attorney for and pro-family legal advocate, present in the courtroom during the hour-long hearing. A president of the Justice Foundation, Parker, and his legal team filed a brief in support of the state. And it says here, Texas now has a pro-life legislature. Surely the will of the people in this area should be the law. Most people want to protect human life and protect women. The passage, it goes on to say here, the passage of the HB2 in Texas is regarded as a landmark event in the pro-life movement, spurring other states to enact similar common sense protections for women and preborn babies. The Justice Foundation's legal brief documents testimonies of 3,279 post-abortive women and the negative effects of abortion on their lives. They have long ignored this. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but this isn't just in Texas. What we're talking about is happening in Texas. But the pro-choice, those who are for abortion, have long ignored the long-term effects on women when they go through this procedure. We represent women who have suffered injury from having an abortion. Years later, many still deal with psychological injuries and emotional scars, suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, and nightmares. Medical research studies on health risks faced by post-abortive women have multiplied in recent years. In fact, all Americans need to be involved in protecting women's health and protecting the lives of children, stresses Parker. Oral arguments in this court case centered on whether two major provisions of HB 2 were constitutional, requiring abortion centers to have the same safety standards in ambulatory surgical centers and mandating the doctors performing abortions have admitting privileges in the local hospitals. The New York Times reports that the three-judge panel all criticized a lower court for voiding the entire surgery center law rather than specifying which parts were justified and which were not. Parker notes that the line of questioning on physicians admitting privileges seemed to reveal the judge's support of this requirement, directing these doctors to have hospital admitting privileges does not bother true medical professionals at all, Parker says. That's just part of good medical practice. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. Keep it on task. This is not Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Thank you. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative. Representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. What I've been sharing with you here this morning is about abortion and how they're fighting back in Texas. And they're fighting back on the health issues. The long-term effects. They're just asking to take a look at the long-term effects of women. And if this is medicine, then these doctors should be practicing medicine. And they should be, as it said, depicting the doctors are to have hospital admitting privileges. It shouldn't bother true medical professionals, and it doesn't bother true medical professionals, that's just a part of good medicine, good medical practice. And we've seen the horror stories, and we've heard the horror stories of what has happened in some of these clinics on a physical side. But they very seldom, pro-choice never, brings up the emotional effects, the long-term emotional effects that this has on women, as well as physical. And so they're asking them to take a look at this. It says, after interviewing more than 3,000 post-abortive women for the Justice Foundation's court brief, Parker challenges this in a botched abortion. A woman ends up needing to quickly go to an emergency room, which is why these abortion centers need doorways and hallways large enough for a gurney. The woman also needs a continuity of care once in the hospital, rather than an abortionist who is nowhere to be found. In other words, they walk into the abortion clinics, they have an abortion. If things go wrong, it's up to them to go get medical care. There is no medical care at an abortion clinic. And they're saying that needs to change. If they're going to be there, they need to provide medical care when they botch things up or things don't go as they should have or as they say they should have. In line with many court observers, Parker believes the three-judge panel will uphold HB 2. The judges want to support the will of the people through their elective legislature if they can. The state represents a lot of compelling evidence that would allow the judges to do just that, Parker says. The court case is the latest episode in nearly 2-year struggle as Texas legislatures have prioritized saving defenseless preborn lives. A decision from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is expected within a matter of months. So we should be kind of watching that and maybe see what's going on in your state. That's what Texas is trying to do. And a lot of times we just don't see or hear what's going on behind the scenes, as there are still good men and good women trying to fight for life, trying to fight for what's right. It's when we've got bad laws, we just can't seem to get rid of them. And we've got chaos in this nation because we're not doing the things we should and we're doing the things we shouldn't. We see that in D.C. all the time. If they would just do what they're actually elected to do, what their job description truly is, and knock it off with all this other stuff, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. We wouldn't have the mess of... I was going to pull out. I thought that might be a good time to pull out the jobs report from December. I had it sitting here. It isn't good. But, you know, they try to mask it. They try to put a bow on it, make it look good. And this is coming from Bob Hall, and he has kind of a strange sense of humor sometimes. I got this on Friday afternoon. And he says, it is bitterly cold here in the upper Midwest with mercury readings below zero, not seasonally adjusted. The employment situation from December 2014 is the season, he goes on to say, the seasonally adjusted headline to encourage our complacency. He gets rather put out with us as American citizens because we're so complacent and we don't pay attention to what's going on. And sometimes we stick our head in the sand and sometimes we just turn our heads. And we go, shrug, you know, that's the way it is. But total non-farm payroll employment rose by 252,000 in December. And the unemployment rate declined to 5.6%, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported today, and that was back on January the 9th, Friday. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, 52,000, construction, 48,000, food services and drinking places, 43,600, healthcare, 34,100, and manufacturing, 17,000. He goes, the not seasonally adjusted actual numbers, according to the same government report, is total non-farm payroll employment is down 65,000 in December. Total goods producing jobs down 156,000. Construction down 157,000. Manufacturing up 4,000. Retail trade up, which it normally is in December, is up 169,000. Information is down by 5,000. Financial activities up 23,000. Professional and business services down 28,000. Healthcare was up 47,100. Food services and drink places was down 8,700. U.S. Postal Service was up, well, it was December, 16,500. He says also not seasonally adjusted. At work part-time for economic reasons, non-agricultural industries was up 258,000. I'm sure that at part-time work, you know, because of December, they bring in a lot of part-time work. Not in the labor force was up 959,000, a new all-time record. Did you catch that? The not in labor force, those who are not employed, was up 959,000. It's just crazy, folks, what we keep putting up with. We have Jim from Missouri. Jim, how are you today?
Pretty good, Beth Ann. Good to hear you and listen to you on occasion. Don't call in very often. But
well, we're glad you did today. What's on your mind?
I love what you're trying to do. You talk about bringing America back. I think the basic thing in regards to this abortion issue is that the Bible still says thou shalt not kill, and that's what a lot of these abortionists are doing. They're killing
the unborn.
And I just believe that God will hold them just as much in account as if they took a gun and killed somebody.
Well, and that's kind of, I don't know if you got to listen Friday or not, but talking about the story of the man in Florida that took it upon himself, you know, his 5-year-old child didn't have a right to live anymore, so he threw her off a bridge.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's
and
awful.
It is awful. And yet we, and I know you and I think something of it, but, you know, the legislation to approve abortion and those that fight for the choice to choose. Well, when does that choice to choose, when is that good and when is it bad? I mean, when is murder murder? If it's murder when she's 5, is it not murder when she's not born, when she's 5 months pregnant? You know, when is it, you know, they don't want to call it a life. And like somebody,
right.
We had another caller on Friday say, you know, that, you know, they can sue if she's, if the pregnant woman is in a crime and the crime perpetrator takes her life and the child, it can be considered a double homicide. How can that be if it's not a life? It either is or it isn't. You can't make that choice as to whether it's a life.
Yeah. Where do we get to the point where these federal judges have so much power? I don't understand that.
Well, they don't have power to make the law, but they do have to interpret and to...
Our president, isn't they? I think they can change the law to suit themselves.
Well, it's up to us to start taking a stand. We have got to be the little who's in Whoville that keep screaming loud enough and make a change. The change has to come from we the people.
There was a guy here, we just went to his funeral the other day, and he sold these mountain cur dogs.
Okay.
And he had a guy come visit him. He wanted to buy one of these dogs. He said, jump in the pickup, let's take a ride. So they went and took a ride. And on the way, the guy told him how much he appreciated Obama and how much good he'd done for the country, blah, blah, blah. And the guy said, turn this truck around.
Not buying a dog from you.
Turn this truck around. He said, let's go back to the house. He said, how come? He said, anybody that loves Obama ain't going to buy a dog for me.
Oh, that's funny. All right, I'm going to have to say goodbye, Jim. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. Well, I have a new sneaky tactic for gun control I think you're going to find interesting. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her 3 best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Started out today talking about the chaos in laws. Went on to talk about what Texas is trying to do to curb abortion and bring life back, as far as bringing it back into the priority, that life is a priority, and how abortion is really bad medicine. It's not good medicine, not good health practices at all. And something that I found interesting in this article that I'm about to share, and now we're just popping all over the place with topics here, but this is about, but it's all about the legislation. It's all about all these laws that they are perpetrating to control you. Okay? So this, the title of this article is "The New Sneaky Tactic Gun Control Advocates Are Embracing." Now, I had an old, she wasn't an old woman, she was just a supervisor from long ago. She was my supervisor in a job that I held long time ago, an old job. And she would say, you know, it's not what you say sometimes, it's how you say it. And I thought of that, her words of wisdom, when I was reading this article and what they're doing. And if you know, if you follow some of the things that they say when they're trying to control you or persuade you or deceive you, the language changes. How you word things. She was saying sometimes it's not what you, the word you say, but how you say the word. But it's all in how you say things. how it's perceived. This is by Genevieve Wood, and again, it's a Daily Signal article from the Heritage Foundation, and she says, gun control advocates are changing their strategy. If you can't get legislation infringing upon the Second Amendment with President Obama sitting in the White House and Harry Reid, the Democrat from Nevada, running the Senate, the chances of getting much done under the new Republican-controlled Congress are next to nil, she says. And to that, the fact that the majority of pro-gun control candidates who ran in the 2014 midterms election, including Representative Ron Barber, a Democrat from Arizona, who was one wounded in the 2011 incident involving the shooting of then-Representative Gabrielle Giffords, lost. So taking a page from the same-sex movement, same-sex marriage movement, gun control advocates are now embracing this strategy. Now, I want you to listen to what this strategy is. And it isn't wrong. While I don't agree with what they're doing, the strategy is what you can't get done at the federal level, try to get done state by state. Now, how many times have I said we've got to change things at home? Start in your communities, in your counties, in your states. Well, that's the philosophy they're taking. That's where the fight is, folks, and that's where you're supposed to be governed. So let's see what they're doing here. It says, John, and I again apologize, I can't pronounce these names. John, I think it's Feinblatt, president of Every Town for Gun Safety, explained to the New York Times that when advocates of same-sex marriage fought their battle at the federal level, they ended up with the opposite of what they wanted, the Defense of Marriage Act, which defined marriage as being between a man and a woman, and that was passed. So what do? Feinblatt says, then they went to the states and showed that if you can get the majority of the public on your side state by state, that will influence the court and Congress in the end. Now, I take issue with Feinblatt's statement that the majority of the public in individual states supports same-sex marriage, she says here. Just consider that in the 34 states that have put it on the ballot, voters in 31 of those states voted to define marriage as a union of one man and one woman. Okay, so she's saying that it's already been defined this way, so she's taking an issue with the comment that the majority of the people want this. You know, we hear that all the time when it's something they want, is the majority of the people want this. She went on to say here that only 3 states went the opposite way. The redefinition of marriage is being forced on the public via judicial fiats, not voters at the ballot box. Put that aside, she says, but that aside, what all this means is the battle over gun rights and all the money from the Daddy Warbucks, she says, of the movement, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg could be coming to a state near you. And it's not just a state-level strategy that is new. The gun control lobby also has decided to ditch the control part of its name. That is so well controlling. It now prefers to be known as the gun safety movement. A kinder and gentler verbiage, is it not? That has anything to do with the findings of a Pew poll taken in December, she's asking the writer of this article, in which 52% of Americans said it's more important to protect the right of Americans to own guns than to control gun ownership. The newly branded gun safety movement is now saying that banning assault weapons, a big push that has fallen flat in both Congress and the polls, will take a backseat to the push for expanding background checks, and the polls show Americans support this. But polls also show that 57% believe gun control does more to protect people from becoming victims of crime, and only 38% said it puts people's safety at risk. Interestingly, when you compare those numbers to the same poll taken just 2 years ago, you see that all the movement is public opinion has been toward the belief that gun ownership protects people. In 2012, just 48% agreed with that statement, and 37% said it put people at risk. The 16% who said they didn't know or refused to answer the two years ago has now dropped to 5%, and the deciders have gone heavily towards the belief that gun ownership protects people. What do you think? I think I know what you think, but I'll call in with your opinions here. As a conservative, she says, I welcome most political battles being fought at the state level. The less that Washington is involved in our day-to-day lives, the better, and I agree with this. But we forewarned, despite what gun control advocates call themselves or what strategy they use, their ultimate goal is an America where citizens don't have the right to bear arms. So when you hear the gun safety movement, you're going to know that this is just another word for gun control folks. They're trying to attack it from a different way and get control and take your guns away. You know, it stymies me. It really does. I don't understand how they don't see. I understand why you can see danger in a gun. There's dangers in so many things, and I understand that. I don't understand why they think that their opinion and what they want to do with their life should trump everyone else's, and they need to control all of what the rest of us do for their thoughts. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Rest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Turn to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been covering a gamut of topics, but all of it funnels down to the fact that they are trying to control you through legislation. They're not trying to protect you. It's more about control. We have Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
Pretty good, Beth Ann. I'm, just following along with this today. And all these people who are trying to push us towards all this gun control are just students of the Marxist, communist manifesto, just like Obama and a lot of our political leaders are nowadays. They keep calling themselves progressives, and progressive is basically another word for socialist.
And, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying they're trying to make it sound nice. They're trying to change, like you said, change their gun control system into something that sounds less, harmful.
It's kind of gentler.
it's like Rahm Emanuel said when he was there in, the executive offices, saying, well, we're not going to push them, we're just going to just nudge them a little, It's just part of that nudging before they get to the big shove, and they'll get to the big shove if they take away our guns. And there's too many of us out here that are not going to allow that, but we need to get more people out there that are actively saying they're not going to let it happen. We don't need these armchair, people out there that are saying, oh, yeah, we don't want this to happen. We don't want this to happen. We need more people up and doing things to get it straightened out and telling their friends and telling their neighbors to get people back to our original Constitution.
And, I think it falls right there, Laura. That's what I was going to ask you. Why do they buy into the communism and socialism and the Marxism or however you want to label it when it's never, ever, ever worked? I mean, history has proof of that. It's never,
well,
ever worked. But freedom and how our Constitution is set up, it will work. It has worked. But it's just not good enough for them. And I will never, ever understand that.
Beth Ann, I think the biggest problem is, and I'm not that, I mean, I'm 55. I'm going to be 56. So I'm not super old, you know, but I just think that our generation and the people, my parents' generation, were more into the thinking of prior to 1913, mm-hmm. when they started pushing this communist agenda, when they brought in the IRS, when they brought in the Federal Reserve. You know, people were doing things for themselves, working for themselves. People nowadays, once Roosevelt brought in Social Security.
Right, right. I was
all
just
these
thinking
people
that.
Started falling back on their butts, you know, and saying, "Oh, the government will take care of us." You know, it'll.
But
you
even
know.
But you know, even Social Security is not them taking care of us. It's them taking, but it's not them taking care of us. We put our own money in there, and that right there is the handwriting on the wall, because they promised the American people this Social Security number will never, ever, ever be used for identification. I'm old enough that I have a card that says that. This cannot be used for identification. That is a lie perpetrated against the people, and now it is used. You have to have a Social Security number. You are numbered just like you have to register those guns. You are numbered.
Well, and if you go back to the history, I've seen some of the history that says they brought in the Social Security numbers so that they could use us to benefit the wealthy elite. They're sucking us dry.
Oh yeah, and there's no doubt, you know, and the fact that I'm gonna have to let you go. I got another caller holding. The fact that Pelosi makes the comment last week, you know, that they need to put more tax on the gas because because it's while it's low, so they can get away with it. I guess she didn't word it like that, but I'm thinking, yeah, they really want to stimulate and help the economy and the American people. It has absolutely nothing to do with helping us at all. They're playing games up there, and it's just DC. Occupiers, they just infuriate me.
She's part of their system.
Oh, absolutely.
Playing into their hands.
So. Oh, absolutely. Well, she is one of their hands. I'm gonna let you go, Laura. Thank you so much for your call. I'm gonna go to Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to mention, and I guess this applies to the gun thing too, but on the abortion thing, on the pro-life versus pro-choice, okay, first, I mean, the foundation, I think, is, you know, Christians believe in free will. And we see, you know, in the beginning, God put the tree of knowledge and good and evil in the midst of the garden. He didn't, you know, try to hide it out in Alpha Centauri or the Pleiades star cluster or another galaxy or something. He put it right in the midst of the garden where people could get at it. And that, you know, Adam and Eve had their free will. So on the pro-life, pro-choice, why isn't this a court of three where it's pro-life, pro-disdain, and pro-life? Because it seems to me like most of the pro-life people, they come off like they're really pro-disdain. In other words, they want to take away people's right, or I shouldn't say right, on this, but they want to take away people's free will of this matter.
Well, but murder is not supposed to be a part of that free will. I mean, you do have rules and laws to stand by, and
Well, I mean, you can say murder, and you know, and justify it, but you're admitting that you're pro disdain then.
Well, no, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not pro. I think you're mixing some things up. There is a right and wrong here, and in my opinion, murder is wrong. And I don't think I get all right. Did the man? Was he? What you're calling that? What's the third one you're calling? Is that what he perpetrated when he threw his 5-year-old off of the bridge?
Oh, okay.
He had a choice.
What knowledge base do you use to determine that a fetus is murder to destroy a fetus?
Because what knowledge? Well, science has proved that it's life.
Yeah, it's life, but I mean, you know, so are cats and dogs, but they're put to sleep all the time. You know, it's, it goes,
oh,
here's
wow.
what it comes
oh, wow,
to.
Tom.
Can answer
We're
that.
Out of time, but I'm just, I'm appalled at what you're saying. You really think that that's the same, the man, the, a child and a dog and a cat? Oh, my goodness. We're out of time. You just got me. No wonder we're in a mess. No wonder we're in a mess. We have got to stand on God's laws. That's what our laws were based on out of the Constitution. Now, there is a right and a wrong. There's a black and a white. Gray is when sin takes in, and man does that free will. When they do their free will, we mess it up. I'm not for taking your free will away. You have a choice. You have a choice to do right. You have a choice to do wrong. You have a choice to follow God. You have a choice not to follow God. But murder is murder, no matter what you say, no matter when you perpetrate it. If you take a life, you've murdered. We've got to come together somewhere, folks, to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioEgg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice and conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.